Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, gang, it's Friday. Time for a bonus. Gratitude is one of those concepts that can easily become a rote, empty bromide, as I like to say, the kind of thing you kind of see knit onto throw pillows. But properly understood, gratitude can be transformative. And there's a lot of science to back this up. Gratitude can help lower stress, strengthen relationships, and raise emotional intelligence. Here today to bring us a gratitude booster is meditation teacher and podcast host Matthew Hepburn. Matthew has spent the last decade teaching meditation in schools, prisons, and meditation centers around the country. He's also worked for many years on the TPH content team. You can actually hear him work his magic coaching meditation students on the 20% Happier podcast, available exclusively over on the 10% Happier app. Okay, here we go with Matthew.
Hey, it's Matthew. Okay, glad you made it here for your daily gratitude booster. Research says it can build hope in hard times, lower stress hormones, and is the single best predictor of emotional well-being and healthy relationships. No joke. First off, take two deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth, and feel your body relaxing. Go ahead. You can do this practice anytime, anywhere. And if you don't need to keep your eyes open, you can let them close gently. We always start off by taking a moment to pause and acknowledge exactly how you feel. If it's tough, it's tough. If it's enjoyable, enjoy it. But right now, take a moment to acknowledge and really honestly feel how you're doing. What you're about to do will be effective and yield results over time, no matter what mood or emotion is temporarily here in this moment. For the next few minutes, you can give yourself wholeheartedly to this gratitude training session without needing to replace your current emotion with anything else. Bring to mind anything good in the last 48 hours of your life that you didn't earn or create. It could be as extraordinary as winning the lottery, as ordinary as breathing fresh air, or anything in between. Just notice the first good thing that pops into your mind. When you got it, remember all the sensory details of receiving this experience. Sights, sounds, smells, tastes, touches, emotional feelings, use them to make the memory come alive in this moment. Now, clarify the source of that good thing. Was it a person? Was it nature? Was it something else? When we identify the source, we give gratitude a clear direction. Bring the source of this good thing to the forefront of your mind. Go with what comes easy. Don't overthink it. Now, get in touch with your own authentic sense of thanks and appreciation for this particular good thing that came from this particular source. Find a set of words that can genuinely express this feeling. For example, I like to keep it simple and just say thank you. Do what works for you. Say the words out loud under your breath if you can get away with it. This will deeply engage your brain when you feel and hear yourself speaking them. Try it for yourself. All right, high five. Nice work today. Stick with it and highlight whatever benefits you start noticing for yourself. Your homework between now and the next time you listen to this meditation is to try to be grateful for one thing while it's happening. If your eyes have been closed, you can open them. Thanks for your practice. See you tomorrow.
Thank you to Matthew. One exciting announcement before we go. We are launching a new podcast. We've actually launched it already. One of the most intense, important, and astonishingly difficult things that has ever happened in my life is having a child. I think this is true for many of us who have kids. Parenting can be one of, if not the most transformative events of a lifetime. And while there are all sorts of resources out there for helping you do a better job as a parent, there aren't many shows about how to take care of yourself as a parent. We here at 10% Happier have now made that show. It's called Child Proof, and it's available now. It's hosted by an amazing person named Yasmeen Khan, a recovering news reporter and mom of two young children. On the show, she tackles big questions, such as, how do parents take care of ourselves while taking care of our kids? How do we not lose our crap with our children? How do we give ourselves a break? How do we not pass on our own various forms of dysfunction to our kids? Child Proof is available now for free wherever you listen to your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and for 10% Happier app subscribers inside the app, ad-free. Check it out today. We'll see you back here on Monday with the musical savant Sarah Bareilles talking about anxiety. This is one of the most popular episodes we've run in recent years. We're reposting it because we want to dive back into this, unfortunately, evergreen subject of anxiety. So Sarah Bareilles coming up on Monday. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.